Now, of course, so we've effectively established that, yes, you have to think about the employment of military force in terms of morality, not just your own human actions governed by prudence, which has reference to the moral law, but from the standpoint of the specific obligation that's placed on a citizen or a soldier to examine whether the cause of war is just or not, and not to outsource this decision to the White House. To be very skeptical about the government's decision in the face of its indifferentism, and to consider very, very seriously the church's judgment, and to recognize, in the words of one short quote that I will read to you from, again, Juan Lopez, one of the Spanish scholastics, "I doubt not that the Pope could, by pains and censures, prevent every just or doubtfully just war which was not indispensable for self-defense until the lawfulness of war had been demonstrated to him." The quotes go on and on and on in that vein. But again, I think there's plenty of evidence to argue that we're obligated to consider all of these things as we examine the legitimacy or lack thereof of employment of military force.